U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the new planning rule will provide the Forest Service with an opportunity to manage the forest for the benefit of water resources, the climate, and local communities. Joel Haltrup, Deputy Chief of the National Forest System, says the Forest Service is soliciting public input before developing the new planning rule.
The notice of intent that we have gone forward with at this point is asking the public to give us their input into ways what they think how climate change, given our current state of awareness of it and how it might move forward, what are the things that we could do with a new planning rule to more effectively take into account the needs of watershed, the needs of climate change into our forest planning process?
Haltrup says the new planning rule would not affect all forest plans immediately.
The new planning rule, once it comes into effect, would only be to revise plans when they come up for a revision or to amend plans when it comes time for amendment or revision. So any existing forest plans that exist under the previous planning rule would continue to exist under that rule.
That means a new planning rule would not immediately impact the Tongass Land Management Plan since it was last amended in 2008 and is not due to be revisited for another 9 years. The Chugach Land Management Plan was also amended in recent years. While the new rule will almost certainly address climate change, Haltrup says the Forest Service is hoping the public will provide input on how the agency could best deal with global warming.
We're asking the public to give us some of their ideas and their input as to what they think we should do. But the principles that we're suggesting could be important in a new planning rule would be, what are the things that we should do to monitor the effects of climate change? What are the things that we can, in forest planning, to consider the things we need to do to adapt to the changes that climate change might bring? And also, what are the things that we could do in the way we manage forests to mitigate the impacts of climate change? So all of those things, I think, are important, and we're asking the public to give us their ideas as to whether they agree. What are some of the suggestions on how we could go forward with that?
He says the new planning rule will also reevaluate how the agency monitors endangered and threatened species within the national forest system. The Obama administration's decision to revisit the forest planning rule is garnering interest in southeast Alaska, the site of constant battles over logging in the country's largest national forest. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council Executive Director Lindsay Ketchel describes the announcement as a positive step.
We've been hearing very positive statements out of Vilsack and the Obama administration and their vision for the forest. We think it's so important that it be balanced, but be balanced in a way that you can still have a viable small mill operations on the Tongass. Those are critical rural economic jobs, but that will be balanced, I believe, in this new vision. And the rulemaking is the first step to making these changes happen.
That press release, SEAC encouraged the Forest Service to take quick steps to enact the Obama administration's vision. While he does not believe the new rule would have any short-term effects on Southeast Alaska's timber industry, Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says it will impact the long-term viability of the industry. As for the focus on climate change in the planning process, Graham says that shouldn't negatively affect future timber sales in Southeast Alaska.
The climate change issues were addressed in the most recent forest plan amendment, so I don't see that as being significantly different. In general, the timber management where you harvest timber and build products out of the wood and grow new stands of timber sequesters a lot of carbon at the end. That seems to be what global warming concerns all about. So I guess that would be a good thing.
The Forest Service is seeking public comments on the development of the new planning rule through February 16th. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.